The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Welcome in. Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow, hanging out hosting. Rose Gray is here with us as well. You're fired up and ready to go this morning, aren't you?
I am, actually. I am. First of all, it has been my experience in the past, the first Saturday after the new year, our passes don't work to get into the parking lot. And they did this time. So, yay!
That's interesting. I've never heard of that, but that would be a bad feeling, right? No. You just get in and did something happen while I was gone? Am I still employed here? I don't know.
Yeah. Do I have a show to do today? So anyway, that was a good thing. And really, I was reflecting on this at 5:40 this morning when I was snow blowing my driveway. You know, we've had everything thrown on us in 2020. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say nothing can surprise us, because that will only, as we say in the sports world, gooch it. And then something really bad will happen. But we're so adept now at making changes and and not getting our hopes super duper high and being ready if something does and not letting us impact our whole world or our whole life, if you will. So we can't go to Costa Rica in March. That was a big thing for my family. Mm-hmm. We were going to do this big blowout spring break March 2020. And now we have about two or three things planned. If they don't happen, we're okay with it. But that's the way we have to kind of be now, I think.
That also kind of lends you a little bit to the other side, though. You know, once you start getting into 2021 and things start opening up, you know, you're a little more adept at saying, hey, maybe we can just throw something together. It doesn't have to be on the books for so long. No trip phobia. Is that what you were calling it?
No trip phobia. I am now so invested in my Antarctica trip for 2022. I can't even tell you. I have two people gave me gifts of travel guides for Christmas for Antarctica. One, I love DII Witness, for those of you who follow me and know that that's what I like. And a Frommer's, which I love.
Awesome.
And I'm going to be more ready for this Antarctica trip than any trip I've probably ever taken in my life, because that's what I do. That's how invested I am in my next really big trip.
So was this what was going through your head the whole time you were snowblowing this morning? Was just, oh, I can't wait. I got to get something on those books.
Yeah, exactly. And I actually was thinking to myself, how cool is Alex? Does he have TikTok? Because I'm going to reference TikTok. And if Alex says to me, I don't have TikTok, Rose, this story might be a little bit of a bust.
So
but
I don't have TikTok myself. However, my wife does have TikTok, and she'll send them to me all the time.
And you think they're funny.
When she finds one that, yeah. So I'm like, you know, the generation that came up like first with social media, right? Like it came up with us. So I remember Vine. Do you remember Vine?
I do remember Vine.
That was like the original TikTok. And then when TikTok came around, I was too old, and I'm like, it's not Vine. It's not as good as what I remember. So I was out on that one. But
okay, but Brittany will get you back in the fold now. You'll
sure
probably get a TikTok, because you have to have a TikTok. But what they do on TikTok is when they want to relay a series of events and tell you a story, they go, story time. So I have a story time for everybody that actually didn't happen to me, but it's some friends of mine that were booking with Fox World Travel. And they had a situation that sadly turned out for them. The other six people, it turned out just perfect. these two people have story time, and we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into your story from the other side of the break, because I get the feeling that the story is going to last longer than 30 seconds.
I think it'll be more than two parts.
We'll take the break here. We'll come back and get to Rose's story time as well. And of course, by the way, if you've got any questions about your upcoming travel, give us a text message over on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and text line. You can call us as well. It's 855-616-1620. This is the Fox World Travel Show. We got more coming up next on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray is the expert with Fox World Travel. She's the one who's hanging out with us as well. And more than just hanging out, it is story time.
Story time.
What do you got for us,
okay,
Rose?
So I've been telling people that there are some really good deals out there. If you recall last week, we actually even legitimately looked at these really good deals.
We read through the fine print.
Yeah. And then I got home and I really looked at them. And you can really do some serious traveling. 7 nights, Cabo San Lucas, Rio Santa Fe. A moderate hotel. I wouldn't go all nuts over it for well under $1,000 for 7 nights. It's an all-inclusive. Yeah, there's some bag fees that we would add and all that kind of thing. But all of that was under $1,000.
That's insane.
Yeah, it is. So there are some really good deals out there. Well, some people I know took advantage of these good deals and called the Fox World Travel 800 line, which is 866-GO-FOX-GO, like I recommend all the time, took advantage of one of these really great deals. They were going to be leaving on or around like the 26th of January, okay, something like that. This group included 8 people, 4 couples. One of the couples was actually scheduled to go somewhere in March, spring break, with their family, opened up their passport, which we encourage you to do, and saw, oh, this doesn't expire until October.
Okay.
So I'm traveling to a destination that has a 6-month validity.
Yeah.
Now, what that means is, your passport has to be good 6 months after your date of departure. People ask, why is that? Countries are saying, we don't want you stuck here. If you get sick, and this is before pre-COVID, if you get sick or you have an accident, you land in the hospital and your passport was scheduled to expire 3 days after you got home, now you're in trouble because you're in our hospital and you don't have a passport and all those kinds of things. Not everybody has the 6-month validity, but many do. So this particular guy puts his passport away and goes, oh, I probably better get on that because it's going to expire in October. Yeah. But I was good for my trip. I had the 6-month validity. Well, they're all set to go. The 8 of them contact Fox, have a great trip planned, all putting down their deposits. And our travel advisor does what our travel advisors are supposed to do and say, by the way, do you have 6 months validity on your passport? Prior to putting down the deposit, they open up the old lockbox in the house and take out the passport, only to discover it expired in October.
Last October.
This October 2020. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like 2 months ago. So now to get an expedited passport is a very, very tricky business. It's not nearly as easy as it had been. So my whole reason for telling, and so this couple is not going.
Yeah.
They thought it was a sign.
That, so it's that much of a hassle,
it,
huh?
It is. It's difficult right now. And so they're not going to do that. They've learned their lesson. But this is why I'm telling the story. If you have any inkling that you might be traveling soon, get that passport out, open it up, and just make sure you have enough validity on it. And we recommend 6 months because that's the high end of what countries are asking for. Mexico doesn't have a validity requirement. Some Caribbean countries have a 3-month validity, but for the most part, it's 6 months. The Dominican Republic, 6-month validity required. So get those passports out, dust them off, find out when they're going to expire and just make sure that you've got a valid passport. And if you don't, now's the time to go take care of that.
Absolutely. How can folks get a hold of you guys over at Fox World Travel if they want to maybe check out those deals or if they want to get a little information on a trip that they're planning themselves?
All right. So 866-GO-FOX-GO on Saturdays, that's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, 10 to 5. And we also encourage you, if you want to do some snooping around, to check out our website, which is foxworldtravel.com. And there you can find, under the vacation travel tab, the hottest deals and vacation group, Fox group vacations, along with several other things that we've got going on.
All right.
So best way to get informed.
We've got a couple of questions lined up for you here, Rose, and we'll get to that next. Plus, your questions, if you have them. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We got plenty more coming up next right here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back in to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray is here with us as well of Fox World Travel. She's got all the information you're looking for your next trip, so give us a call or send us a text message. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Rose, let's head over to Shawano. That's where Shayla's waiting for us, and she's got a question about some COVID restrictions as she's traveling down south. Hey, Shayla, you're on WTMJ.
Hi, Rose. I was wondering, is it possible to travel to Costa Rica at this time? Originally, before the COVID, we had planned on doing that this month, but we never set it up because we didn't know how the travel restrictions were. Also, what are the COVID restrictions for Costa Rica?
Yeah, so they've recently changed. Costa Rica did start letting everybody in. And if you check out travel.state.gov and go to Costa Rica, you will find their COVID information. The reason I point that out to you is there is a requirement for medical insurance. And not all of the insurance that you can buy is being accepted by the Costa Rican government. And there is a link to National Insurance Institute. And that particular link will take you to the insurances that Costa Rica is accepting. So you do have to have a negative COVID test, but more importantly, you do have to provide proof of now this insurance to get admittance to Costa Rica. And they will be, you know, checking that out at immigration. So right now, U.S. citizens from any of the 50 states are allowed to enter Costa Rica with those things, negative COVID test and that insurance.
Proof of insurance. Yep. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That was an easy one, wasn't it, for you there?
Well, it's because I need to resurrect that Costa Rican trip I was supposed to take in March.
I assume you just walk around with a ledger of the COVID restrictions for different countries. You're like, oh, the Costa Rica right here. Okay, this is what it is.
You know what? And this is funny that you would say that because, sadly, I have way too much of this information, most of which I get from our website. Mm-hmm. If you go to foxworldtravel.com, you will see a banner that scrolls along the top. And one of the scrolling banners is COVID requirements. There are so many links to valuable websites. I can't even tell you. There's a cool interactive map that we have posted on our website. And you basically just click on where it is you're going and they will give you information. There is CDC information. There is WHO information. There is U.S. Department of State information. It's a robust, full page of information, and you can pretty much look this stuff up.
And if someone is looking to stay here in the United States as well, you guys even have the COVID-19 travel regulations map for within the United States for someone who wants to maybe, you know, go down south or somebody who wants to go somewhere out west. There, all those restrictions are laid out for them. They can get all that information on your website as well.
Right. And actually, people are telling us in the industry, I devour articles all day, every day. They're telling us in the industry that the travel advisors are now going to be your best friend. Mm-hmm. I mean, people who had to struggle through cancellations and refunds and all of that on their own and spend hours and hours on the phone have now realized the value of a travel advisor. And so we know that we are If we weren't valued before, we certainly are valued now.
I got a real quick a text question here for you, Rose, as we got a couple of minutes until the news at the bottom of the hour. This texter from the 262 area code says they're looking for somewhere not too far away, a warm destination, spa services, relaxing, maybe some meals included, 5 to 7 days in early March. They're wondering, is there anywhere in the U.S., maybe the Virgin Islands, somewhere where they don't have to go too far away, but they can still kind of get that resort-ish feel?
And are they saying yes to a passport, or we don't know that from the text?
I don't know from the text message.
Okay, so because truthfully, there is no really good option for an all-inclusive resort in the United States.
Like meals included,
right.
Everything like that.
There is a Club Med I could recommend. I could suggest, not especially recommend. There's a couple other options along the way, but if you really want that all-inclusive feel, it's very, very tricky to come by. So the other thing is, certainly you can go to St. Thomas without a passport. You can go to the Virgin Islands without a passport, but the U.S. Virgin Islands, I must point out, but there aren't great choices there. And to get into Puerto Rico or St. Thomas, you still do need a negative COVID test.
Yeah, so they do have passports.
Okay.
And they say that the only thing they're looking for is no, like, issues with quarantining. Like, you can have a negative test, but if you go somewhere, they don't want to have to sit around and quarantine and then be able to
right.
enjoy stuff.
Yep, and this is why I'm telling you, Cancun/Riviera Maya is just jumping off the page to me, because that's a 3-hour flight or less from Chicago or Milwaukee. Those charters are starting up soon from Milwaukee. And there is an unlimited number of resorts that we can talk about. And so if you feel like, I don't really need to immerse myself in culture, I'm not getting off this property, I just want to veg at a beach and get pampered and have amazing food, amazing wine, amazing spa services, we've got lots of recommendations for that area. And truthfully, that's where we're seeing some of the deals. That really is where we're seeing some of the deals. And right now, there is not a requirement. And again, everything I say must have an asterisk, because it could
right
change
now, yeah.
tomorrow. But right now, Mexico is not requiring a negative COVID test, nor are they quarantining guests.
And if that particular texter or anybody else wants a little more information, or maybe they want to plan a trip with you guys, how can they get a hold of you at Fox World Travel?
A couple different things. On Saturdays, we're open 11 to 4. That's 866 Go Fox Go. We also have a really cool feature when it says contact us on our website. There's vacation travel. We do business travel. We do meetings and incentives. We do destination weddings. But if you just have a vacation question, contact the vacation department. We have people that sort through those and give those to the people that would be best suited to handle them. And that's why we really recommend, give us as much information as possible on that contact us button. Sometimes people give us a fake phone number or something like that. That's not really helping us. If you're like putting this out to 12 different people for a bidding war on that under $1,000 trip to Cancun, yeah, that's really not what we're looking for here. We're looking for somebody that needs consulting. We
yeah.
need somebody that needs advice. That's what we're there for.
And that's what you do at Fox World Travel. We got half the show down, half to go here at the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back in to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray here with us as well. Boy, we must have hit a nerve there, Rose. We got a lot of text messages in between 9:25 and 9:32. So we're just going to start rolling through them, and we'll get to all these questions, I promise. We've got a lot of people who are thinking about travel as we head into 2021. Head into 2021. We're already in 2021. What am I saying?
We are. Let's
stay here in Milwaukee. A 414 texter. They say that they have passports that are about to expire in 6 months. So they got that 6 months we were talking about.
Yep.
But they intend to sell their home in Milwaukee and move permanently to their property in Door County. They said, can they use the Door County address if their main billing address is still the Milwaukee address?
Yes. A passport is not tied to an address. Think of it more as an national type thing as opposed to a statewide thing. So unlike your driver's license, Again, that brings up a point. Real ID. Remember, Real ID mm-hmm. was pushed out till October 2021. Why not do that when you've got some time on your hands? You know it's probably going to happen this time. So you dodged a bullet. You didn't have to get it for 2020. But next time you're in the mood to go hang out at the DMV for a little while, take your passport and your documentation and go down there and get that real ID taken care of. But a passport is not tied to an address. So okay. absolutely, positively, you can, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
And the best way to find out about these things, travel.state.gov. And on that banner, you will see very first U.S. passports. And there you will find all the information. Right now, passports are taking 10 to 12 weeks. Now, you might remember pre-COVID, that was 6 to 8 weeks. An expedited passport, for which you pay an additional $60, is 4 to 6 weeks. And they now are allowing the processing of applications in person for emergencies. You have to make, it's a life or death situation and those kinds of things. So this is why my story time, people could not just go to Chicago yeah. to the passport agency.
Well, while we're talking about those real ID and changes, let's head over to Hugh, who's in St. Petersburg, because he called in while we were talking about that. And he's got a question about that change in ID that might be needed for when you're traveling. Hey, Hugh, thanks for waiting. You're on WTMJ.
Yes, thank you. Hello, Milwaukee. Happy New Year. Before the virus situation, they were saying that our driver's license were not going to be valid to get on an airplane, and that we'd have to get a special picture ID or something. Has there been any changes in that, or what's the latest on that?
Right now, the deadline is scheduled for October 1, 2021, and Real ID basically is an act that Congress passed way back in 2005, enacted by the 9/11 Commission, which is going to try to set some standards so that all people traveling in the United States will have a uniform or consistent looking ID. And I've got mine because I wanted to see what it was going to be like. So when my renewal came up for my driver's license, I went in with my passport, and then I do now have a star in the corner of my driver's license. So some people were saying, you know, my driver's license doesn't expire for a couple more years. I'm going to wait. So starting October 1, you will need to have to fly a real ID.
Where would you go to get that then?
DMV. Your local DMV can handle it for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Hugh. We appreciate that. I should have said, by the way, Hugh was calling from St. Petersburg. That's why he said, hello, Milwaukee. Not often we get those calls from St. Petersburg. People listening and asking you questions, huh, Rose?
Right. I like that.
All right. We have to get another quick break in here. We got Larry in Kenosha. He is wondering a question about traveling state to state. We'll get that in there. And we've also got a couple more travel questions on the Accudent Mortgage Talk and text line as well. It's 855-616-1620. We have more coming up next right here on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome in to the Designer Yard Show on WTMJ. No, this is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray is here with us as well. Rose, I don't know if it maybe it was just your story time, but you inspired a lot of questions,
yeah,
a lot of texters.
It's that TikTok connection I made. These are all TikTok lovers.
Yeah, I'm sure that our listener base is big into TikTok. Yeah. Hey, Larry's got a question about traveling state to state, doing a little bit of camping. Let's get to that first before we head back to the text line. Larry in Kenosha, thanks for waiting. You're on WTMJ.
Thank you. Here's my dilemma. I want to go to Utah, which we got to travel through states, but we are going to be camping the whole time. And my kids don't want me to go. My wife is hesitant about going. My argument always is we will be with our camper. We will not have to go into hotels. We'll have to get gas. We'll have to get groceries. Outside of that, I don't see where we have to socialize with anybody unless we choose to.
Right.
How safe is it to travel that way?
Okay, so what month is this occurring?
in March.
Okay, so
April in May.
Okay, so right now, again, I'm going to put a little asterisk beside everything I say because this is current information. I would keep looking at the CDC website because there is a link to domestic travel during the COVID-19 pandemic. It certainly gives you some cautionary information about spreading and getting COVID. They say staying home is the best. But before you consider traveling, there is a long list of things that you should consider. And in that text, it says, if you decide to travel, check travel restrictions before you go. So you can plan out your route. You can look at each and every state. You can see what their current requirements are, and you can live by that. I will tell you, I had the opportunity to speak to some people that came from other states to Wisconsin for the holidays. They were quite surprised at the lax enforcement of mask wearing here. So they came from Florida and some came from Colorado, and they both indicated to me that it was absolutely mandatory that you had a mask everywhere. So Larry, if you can live with a mask requirement, I think you're going to be okay. But keep watching that CDC website. You're absolutely correct when you say gas stations and grocery stores are really where you're going to be spending your time.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks thanks for the call, Larry. We hope that that helped you out. We are not, this may surprise you, Rose and I are not medical professionals here, so we can't give you all of that information. But, again, if you go to foxworldtravel.com, they have all the links from CDC and from the U.S. Department of State on travel information and all of that good stuff. So you can get that information and make your best informed decision that way. What do you say we head over to the talking text line,
I can
Rose?
Do that.
Let's go to a 414 texter. Want to know about TSA pre-renewal. How do you go about taking care of that?
So we should tell everybody what TSA pre-check is. So that's where you basically have this beautiful ability to skip that long line and go to the TSA pre-check line.
It's like the line skip at like Disney World or Six Flags or something
pass,
like that. Yeah.
So most members can renew their TSA PreCheck membership online up to 6 months in advance. So don't let it expire, but you can go all the way up until a couple of days before it is scheduled to expire, and you can actually do it online. In order to do that, you basically just put your name, date of birth, and your PreCheck number in there, and you have the wherewithal to renew online. PreCheck is a wonderful thing, and if you have it, great. And if you're looking for something even better, consider Global Entry. That's $15 more. It's $100, but it includes PreCheck, and it gives you the wherewithal to skip the lines when things are back to normal at international arrivals like at O'Hare or at other places. So consider that.
You're not paying that $15 and getting to skip the COVID line or anything else like that at customs. So
exactly. And we're just going to keep saying when things return to normal because we just don't know.
Speaking of things returning to normal, 262 texter says, Rose, what's going on in Laughlin? Are they still open?
Well, I checked visitlaughlin.com and it says clearly on their website, when you're ready, we're ready. Their casinos are open. Their resorts are open. Their outdoor activities are open. They certainly have some information on there about their restaurants and what kind of social distancing they're doing in their restaurants. I would assume very much like Las Vegas, there is a tab to shows and events.
Yeah.
Much of that is probably not happening currently, but will start happening again soon.
Now, this parlays perfectly into another question we had about Vegas from the 414 area code. They want to know about buffets and shows in Vegas. Obviously, those are still closed down for right now.
Right.
They, you know, obviously, it's part of the stuff that's closed down. But when things start to open back up, they want to know if you, over at Fox World Travel, we'll get to use your insider knowledge, maybe get to learn things before everybody else does.
It's very possible. Some of you may recall a few months ago, we had Joel Peterson from the Visitors, Las Vegas Visitors and Convention Authority on the show. And he is the one that stays in touch with us at Fox World Travel and gives us the heads up. Now, will it be weeks before everybody else knows? Probably not. They may tell us several days before they make the big announcement that a particular level of shows is going to open back up. With regard to buffets, I will tell you this. Buffets, as we used to know them, may never return.
Yeah.
And think about that. People were touching the utensils and then putting them back. Do you like that idea? Do you like that concept? Or are you like me looking at the buffet that I experienced in Cancun in September and the buffets I experienced in the Dominican Republic in November, where it's still considered a buffet, but you are pointing to the things that you want and somebody is putting them on your plate for you.
Which is not bad, right?
I'm in favor. I'm a fan.
Yeah, the only thing is you might get, like, you have a person there watching you as you fill up your plate instead of doing it quietly. Like, you know, I'm going to go for a little second, helping of that
so
myself.
So you've got Big Brother looking over your shoulder, shaming you as you're loading up that plate because they know you're not going to eat it all.
When I'm on vacation and I'm filling up that plate, all right, there is no shame felt in my entire body.
That's the attitude you have to go with. Go with the Alex attitude. Yeah. I don't care how many people see me loading up this plate.
Exactly. All right, we got to take our final break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. We'll chat more with Rose, maybe even get a second edition of Story Time.
There you
Who
go.
Knows? We got more coming up next on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
W277CV and WTMJ Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ. Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Now, that is the key, isn't it? Taking care of those vacation travel issues before you hit the road. Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name's Alex Crow. Rose Gray of Fox World Travel is here with us as well, answering your travel questions on the AccuDent Mortgage Talk and Text line. That's where we've got a text from a 262 area code, Rose. They say that wife and I planning a trip to Jamaica on January 23rd through the 30th of 2021. So, that's coming up here in just a couple of weeks. They say, are there any COVID restrictions on travel going into Jamaica or back into the United States?
Okay, back into the United States, no. Currently, the Jamaican government is requiring a negative COVID test for entry into Jamaica.
Okay.
So check out. I don't even want to give you the amount of days prior to travel because that has been changing a little bit as we speak.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Yep. Can you do it now? Or
yeah, I believe it's 10 days.
Okay.
I believe it's 10 days. You have to get tested, I think, 10 days prior. But check that out because that has been changing a little bit. But they are one of the countries. But I will tell you that more and more people are telling us it's easier to get those tests now than mm-hmm. ever before. So we're getting good at it. Is that a good thing? Yeah. And so we did a fair amount of Jamaica travel during the Christmas break. There was a fair amount of that. And as long as you've got that negative COVID test, you're good to go. Nothing's happening in the U.S. at this point.
Awesome. We got about 2 minutes left. I did want to answer this text from the 262 area code. They say that going to the opening ceremonies of the Olympics is a bucket list item for them. And what better place to visit it than Paris in 2024? They want to know if you have any suggestions on how they can kind of put that trip together. I don't think Fox does any specific Olympics packages, because there's just a lot that goes on
exactly.
with those things.
So that would be sort of like we used to do spring training trips, and then we would tell you exactly what games you were going to, and believe it or not, there'd be some Cubs fans that would go along, and they'd want to go see the Cubs game. So anyway, yes, it's a very long, drawn-out process, but Fox works with reputable tour companies mm-hmm. that can help you with that, and so you pick out the opening ceremony. I will tell you this, back in the day, you put in for the opening ceremony with your ticket request. Mm-hmm. And then if you did not get the opening ceremony, they considered that a donation to the U.S. Olympic Committee.
Oh, cool.
You didn't get your money back. not so cool. So, but we have certainly good tour operators that we can recommend that are legitimate and will be around for years to come when the actual Olympics take place.
Hey, that money's going to help build one of those stadiums that's going to be used once and then tossed aside, right?
Exactly, exactly. So I'm okay with that. But anyway, so you want to work with a reputable tour company. The best way to do that is work with an expert here. FoxWorldTravel.com, 866-GO-FOX-GO, or FoxWorldTravel.com.
All righty. Mark in Kenosha, that's who that one was for. So hopefully that answered your question, Mark. And Paris in the summer for the Olympics. I'm not sure you could get a better planned trip than that. That
no,
sounds awesome.
No, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah. That'll do it for this edition of the Fox World Travel Show here on WTMJ. Rose Gray fighting through the snow, making the drive here to come in person. How was it? Was it nasty?
Yeah,
was
the the freeway was clear as a bell. And now my driveway is too because I blew snow at 5:40 this morning.
Yeah, well, you got to watch a few more TikTok videos, do little more research, and then and we'll be back again next week. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
That's Rose Gray of Fox World Travel here on WTMJ. This has been the Fox World Travel Show. We appreciate you tuning in. Rose, I got to ask you one final time. How can folks get a hold of you at Fox World Travel?
866-GO-FOX-GO or foxworldtravel.com.
All righty. This has been the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.